was the Prophet Muhammad illiterate? Because many times we are told that he was illiterate and that this is part of his miracle, in that how could someone illiterate in the middle of the desert, in the middle of Arabia, 1,400 years ago, bring forward something of the Quran and in its magnitude and content and style? Now, if you were to speak to any Arabian poet, even modern Arabian poets who have some knowledge of the poetry of Jahiliyyah, they would tell you of the miracle of the Quran and the language of the Quran. Many of us are not acquainted to it, and it wouldn't need the Prophet being illiterate or not illiterate. But in any case, if we are to consider that Prophet Muhammad had the keys to the unseen, and we are to consider that this Quran revealed the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are to consider that the Prophet Muhammad is the most perfect of all of God's creations, and that even his inheritors, the Imams, the Ahlul Bayt, we believe that they can speak several different languages. If we see that someone like Nabi Sulaiman could speak to the animals, and someone like Nabi Musa could speak to Allah directly, for us to think that Prophet Muhammad could not read, I would say, as many scholars would also say, that we are looking at a lacking attribute in the Prophet, and so we are insinuating that he lacks some sort of perfection. Now, this is not a debate between Sunnis and Shias, because there are several Shia scholars who believe that the Prophet was illiterate. And with all due respect to that opinion, there are several other historians and scholars who believe that this is impossible. Now, what we want to do is we will provide the evidence and the conclusion as to why Prophet Muhammad could not have been illiterate for at least his entire life. First of all, people go by the slogan Al-Nabi Al-Ummi, and that these phrases are scattered throughout the sacred texts, that the Prophet who is illiterate. However, if we look at what Ummi actually meant in that time, the Jews were people who had a book, and they were all over Arabia. They were known as Ahlul Kitab, whereas the Arabs had no book and no prophet. And so they were known as people who did not have a book. They were not from Ahlul Kitab. And so the Jews called the Arabs of the time Al-Ummiyun or Ummiyin. If you look at the du'as in Sahifa Sajjadiyah, and you see how Imam Sajjad alayhi salam refers to the Prophet, Al-Nabi, Al-Ummi, Al-Qurashi, Al-Tuhami, Al-Arabi. He is mentioning different ethnicities. The Arab, from the tribe Quraysh. So Ummi mentions it in the siyaq, in the context of it being an ethnicity above anything else. Not necessarily meaning that he is illiterate or that all the Arabs were illiterate, because the Arabs, many of them, could indeed read. Now, if we look towards the narrations, there are several narrations that point to the literacy of the Prophet Muhammad. Least of all, on the day of Hudaybiyah, which we'll speak about inshallah in a few chapters, when the Prophet Muhammad himself rubs out his own name, or just before he passes away, and he tells his companions to give me something by which I may write, so you may never go astray after me. If he can't read, how can he write? If he can't read, how would he know where his name is and rub it out himself? Likewise, Rasulullah was known to have released a prisoner by the condition of him going and teaching 10 people how to read and write. How could he value something like literacy so much that he would release prisoners because of it, through it, yet he himself would not read or would not even exert any effort into learning how to read? So we have several narrations alluding to this truth. There is one narration in which Prophet Muhammad is sitting down by the sand and he is crying and he is reciting Inna anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr. And his companions come and say, Ya Rasulullah, why are you crying? Why are you crying so profusely? And the Prophet says, I'm crying because of what my heart and my eyes are seeing right now. And they say, what is it seeing? And so he brings a stick and he begins to write into the sand, تَنَزَّدُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. He's talking here the ayah in Surah Al-Qadr, in which the angels are descending and he's writing that down into the sand. If he couldn't read, how could he write in the sand? And these are all separate narrations. So when we look at the life of the Prophet and we want to say that he is illiterate, the most one can say, if he wants to believe that the Prophet was illiterate, is that the Prophet was illiterate up until at least he received the revelation of the Quran. Because when Jibreel says, Iqra, how can the Prophet say, I can't read? Either Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to make him read in that time so that it can be a fair and just order from Allah. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be asking him to do something that he cannot do, as if he was asking me to fly, fly. And I say, I cannot fly. And Allah orders me to fly. Of course, Allah would never order me to fly because I can't fly unless Allah gives me the power to fly and I can fly. So if Allah granted him the power to read at that moment, that remains to be seen, and it very well could be. But it would be unjust for Rasulullah to be demanded to read when he could not even read, unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him that gift at that moment. Or he could, from the very beginning, read anyway. There's no problem in combining them. But the most one could say is that he was illiterate up to the time of the revelation. But even that may insinuate some naqs, some weakness, some lacking in his attributes that many would not accept.